Today is February 4th, and on this day in history, Patty Hearst was kidnapped. Patty Hearst was a 19-year-old sophomore at UCLA Berkeley living with her fiancé when she was abducted by the Symbionese Liberation Army, or SLA. The SLA was a radical, left-wing militant organization led by Donald DeFries, who had orchestrated the assassination of an Oakland school superintendent in November of 1973. Two members of the SLA were captured and put in jail for their role in the murder, so the SLA decided to kidnap somebody important that they could then exchange for the release of their imprisoned members. They chose Patty Hearst, granddaughter of William Randolph Hearst, the famous and famously rich newspaper magnate, and abducted her from her apartment on February 4, 1974. Negotiations for Patty's release stalled as the SLA decided to instead demand that her family provide food for every poor person in California. But that was when the story takes a turn. As Hearst spent more time with her captors, she fell victim to what became known as Stockholm Syndrome, coming to sympathize with the SLA to the point that she participated on their behalf in a bank robbery in April of 1974. She even sent a tape recording to authorities, declaring that she had joined the SLA of her own free will. Eventually, police captured Hearst 19 months after her kidnapping, and she spent 22 months in prison for charges of robbing a bank and using a gun during a felony, before being released in 1979. But all of that began on this day in history.